Hello, you're listening to the Sales and Marketing ROI Podcast, episode number 6. In today's podcast, we're going to take a look at three of the top web marketing myths that are very prevalent and that we find people often believe when we talk with them before they start working with us. These three myths are: one, it's important to rank for one keyword that defines your industry. Second, the best website is the website that looks the best and is the most visually appealing. And third, the most important metric for a website is traffic. In this podcast, we're going to review each of these three myths, debunk them, and set you up for what is the proper thing to be thinking in regards to these three myths. And at the end, we'll give a little bit of information on what kind of an ROI you can expect to receive for every dollar spent on web marketing. So the first myth: it's important to rank for one keyword that defines your industry. This is not true. The reason for this is twofold. One, the vast majority of traffic comes from a smattering of a bunch of different keywords as opposed to one specific keyword. So if you're only ranking for one specific keyword that defines your industry, you're only going to be capturing a very small portion of the entire traffic that somebody would be searching for when they're searching for a product in your industry. About 95 to 98 out of 100 people will type in something different when they're searching for a particular item. So if they're looking to buy, for example, a new telephone system for their business, one person might type in telephone system and then the city in which their business is. Somebody else might type in specifically the model that they want to buy. And then somebody else might type in phone system reviews. Almost every person will type in something different. And that's the reason why you want to be ranking for many different words as opposed to just one single one, because you'll capture more of the traffic. In addition, those single kind of keyword phrases that usually define an industry usually have a lower conversion rate than would what is called a long tail keyword. Basically, a long tail keyword is something that someone is searching in a search engine that contains multiple words and is more of a longer phrase. The reason these types of phrases get a higher conversion rate is because they're more specific. So if someone types in a specific model of a phone system, that's going to display information that is very accurate to what they've been searching for. Whereas if someone just types in phone system, it could be display results about the history of a phone system. It could display results of a phone system that doesn't even match up with their needs. It's not very specific, and as a result, the results are not going to be, or have a low likelihood that they're actually going to display the information the person's looking for. And if they can't find the information they're looking for, then they're not going to be interested in contacting you or purchasing you. So the best thing to do for your website is to actually rank for a whole bunch of lower volume but more specific and higher converting keywords, and rank for a whole bunch of them so that you get a whole bunch of traffic from different keywords. And in the end, you actually get more traffic than you would have if you were just ranking for one or two specific keywords for a given industry. Second, the best website is the website that looks the best or is the most visually appealing. This is definitely a myth. At the end of the day, the most important thing is that your website is effective. If it looks pretty but it's not effective at generating leads and sales, then it's not a good website. So in order to correct this, you have to make sure that when you're working on your website or when you're building your website, you want to make sure that the website is not built by someone who is just a graphic design artist. If you follow this approach, you'll have a website that looks pretty, but that doesn't necessarily generate sales because the person that's built it has built it from a perspective of, I'm trying to make this look pretty, as opposed to, I'm trying to make this website effective and structure things in the best way that's going to be the most effective. Sometimes something that is less visually appealing will be more effective, and knowing when and how to do that is critical to building a successful website. When you're building a new website or just working on your website, you want to make sure, in addition to having someone who knows how to design something that's going to look visually appealing, you also want someone working on it who understands conversion and is an expert at conversion. And then the third myth about website marketing is that the most important metric for a website is traffic. This is a myth. The most important metric is not traffic. It all comes down to return on investment. If you're getting a whole bunch of traffic, but you're not generating any sales leads or sales, then what's the point of having a website? The whole point of your website is to generate sales leads that turn into customers and sales. So those are the three myths, or the most common myths we come across. So one, that it's important to rank for one specific keyword that defines your industry. That is not true, and what you want to be doing is ranking for multiple long tail keywords, which are basically phrases that are very long and very specific. Second myth is that the best website is the one that looks the best. That's not the case. What is the best is the website that is the most effective at generating sales leads and sales. And then third, that the most important metric for your website is traffic. This as well is a myth. What actually is the most important is that you're getting the best return for every dollar that you're spending on your website. In terms of what kind of ROI you should be expecting to get from the spending that you're doing on your website, what we've seen from our clients is that usually on average, you should be able to generate about $2.74 or 75 cents for every dollar you spend on your website in additional profit in that year that you've spent on your website. If you have a business where once you get a customer, they represent recurring revenue or repeat purchases, what we've seen is that usually over the course of 3 years, you can get or should see about $4.58 in profit over those 3 years for the dollar that you spent in year one. If you're a regular listener to our podcast, you'll notice that these numbers differ from the last podcast. We'd really like to sincerely apologize. The last podcast, we were using data that was inaccurate. When we had calculated the information, we used an incorrect formula, and we didn't catch it until we reviewed it for this podcast. But we have corrected it, so the numbers in this podcast are accurate. And if you go back to the blog article for the last podcast, we've also updated the chart there so that it's reflecting the proper numbers. We hope you found this information useful, interesting, and just want to thank you for again listening to the ProfitWorks Sales and Marketing ROI podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast if you like what we're doing, and also check out our blog at www.profitworks.ca/blog. At ProfitWorks, we specialize in providing website traffic and conversion optimization services to increase the number of sales leads generated from a website. We really focus on tracking ROI and reporting that back to our clients for all the initiatives that we execute. If you're a company that sells products or services to other businesses and you'd like to talk about what we can do for your website, go to our website and contact us, and we'd be more than happy to set up a time to discuss to see if it would be a fit. Thanks again for listening.